It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Do you like your vacation with a bit of a scare? Across the nation, a number of hotels, theaters, and historic sites have ghostly residents and things that go bump in the night, which is part of their attraction. Here with suggestions for haunted getaways is travel contributor Elaine LaBalme, contributing editor for the e-zine Pop City. She also tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Elaine, welcome back.
Thank you, Paul.
Boo to you. Okay, New Girl, it's Halloween. For those who will still not be scared, silly, by the time this night is out, there are a bunch of places that you can go where the chills and thrills go on year-round.
You know, it's funny, Paul. It seems that, like, the whole zombie, slasher, Freddy movie thing is going on year-round now. It's like scary has become big business, whether it's manufactured scary at different attractions or historically scary places, you know, if murders took place or what have you, ghosts have been sighted. I think there's a lot of options for people who just are totally into this or just want to play around with the theme and want to extend it past Halloween. So we've got some ideas, but it's just, I'm one of those who doesn't like to be too scared, but I know that I feel like I'm in the minority.
Well, this time of year, people dig it.
And they
your,
do.
And tops on your Fab Five list is Savannah, which may have appeared creepy enough in Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. It's scarier than that?
Well, I think about this. The book, it's nonfiction. It's based on a true story, the murder that took place in the cemetery. Excuse me, in this case, the Bonaventure Cemetery. And yeah, you know, you can still go there. And however, the statue of the bird girl that features prominently in the story is no longer in the cemetery. It's now at a local museum. But there's something about Savannah, especially, on the proverbial dark and stormy night. I think it's the moss hanging from the trees and the wind blowing. And it's on the water there. Lots of pretty squares as well. It's a very sort of moody city. So you can very easily get into that kind of like spooky sort of mindset. There's a couple of neat B&Bs in the central area that I like, the Eliza Thompson House and the Gastonia. And this is definitely a great place. I mean, it's a good place for families, but it's definitely a good place for couples because a lot of these B&Bs are very sweet and romantic. But the one thing that you cannot miss, we're talking food here, if you go to Savannah, Wiley's Championship Barbecue. Let me tell you, they have an item on the menu called Redneck Nachos. Homemade potato chips. They're pulled pork on top, this sinful barbecue sauce. I should say a naughty barbecue sauce, a spooky barbecue sauce.
It sounds scary.
Queso fresco and hot jalapenos. A singular dish. I do not swing by Savannah without stopping into Wiley's for Redneck Nachos. There you go.
That sounds torturously good.
Yes.
New Orleans' penchant for voodoo leads me to think that Halloween must be akin to a national holiday in the Big Easy.
You know, I think it is too. And when you're talking voodoo here, you're talking about, well, you know, as I guess the dictionary would say, spiritual folkways. So, you know, it emanates from the African diaspora, folks of Spanish, you know, Creole languages, whatnot, who came to New Orleans, brought this you know, vaguely sort of religious kind of a cult type of practice with the totems and the offerings and whatnot.
Isn't this the origin of the whole zombie thing, really?
You know, you will have scooped me because I have never seen a zombie movie. Like I said, I'm just not.
Never seen a zombie movie.
I've never seen a slasher movie either. Like I said, I'm in the minority. Everybody's all over this except me.
But I
have been to New Orleans and I've checked out the little bit of the voodoo scene, I'll tell you that. You got to start at Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo on Bourbon Street. That place is just so cool. You're nodding. Have you been there too? The place is absolutely awesome. Yeah, so that's something you want to check out. But there's voodoo parlors and palaces all over the French Quarter. The Hotel Monteleone says it is the most haunted hotel in America. I've only been as far as the Carousel Bar for cocktails. Nothing spooky happened to me there. But if you're going to go and check out the whole voodoo vibe, I would say stay there.
Now, you've had more than one close encounter with a ghost in St. Augustine, Florida. You've got to tell this story.
Well, I actually did get my nerve up, and my kid insisted on it and took a ghost tour, the one called Paranormal Adventurers, on, I think, my first visit to St. Augustine, Florida. This is also another one of those places with the Spanish moss dripping, and it's on the water, and, you know, the wind's whistling through the streets, and I think they offer the tour, like, from 9 to 11 p.m. or something like that.
Of course they do.
I know. And you know what? It works. It worked on me. I could have sworn that there was a ghost tapping at my shoulder. Just more than once on this tour, I just kept looking around and who was touching me and who's touching me. It was I don't know. They got about 8 or 10 ghost tours going on in St. Augustine. But there's just something especially creepy, I think, about this town. Of course, they take you by all the cemeteries and whatnot. It's like, guys, give me a break. But it was plenty creepy for my taste. And the other thing that that I love about the whole ghost thing in St. Augustine is that the Casa Monica Hotel swears that they have a haunted room on the third floor. And we've been to this hotel several times as we like this area. And it has always been booked when we've gone. And my kid is just dying to get into that room and spend the night there. I swear, if we can ever get the booking, I'll do it. I'm sure I will not sleep a wink. But so it is also a haunted room there at the Casa Monica we're checking out.
The ghostly scene in Charleston, South Carolina includes dungeons and a mule-drawn carriage. Sounds like there's no escape.
Well, the funny thing about Charleston, which is a great place to visit too, also on the water. What is it? Maybe all the ghosts are coming in from the water. I don't know. But there's this dungeon there. And this date to like the late 1700s where they kept the prisoners a little shackled on the walls and whatnot. The old Exchange Provost Dungeon is the one you want to check out. And there are tours that, will take you in on this one. The one that's well known is the Charleston Ghost in Dungeon Walking Tour. But they swear that, that the jails are haunted and the whole deal. And you can take graveyard tours there and whatnot. But, if you got your kids with you or just you're into it yourself and want to see what some of these creepy old dungeons look like, they've got them that are centuries old in Charleston, South Carolina and, still open for perusal.
We're talking with our travel contributor, Elaine LaBalme, about Halloween-themed things that you can see and places you can visit for year-round chills and thrills. And for people who maybe just don't have it in their budget right now to travel very far, you can have a perfect scary staycation in Pittsburgh, apparently.
Yes, well, you can. And again, I know so many people who've been to this particular destination, Scare House, which has gotten national and international press, our very own scary attraction, which is out near the zoo. Travel Channel calls it one of America's scariest Halloween attractions. And what's probably creepier about this one is the fact that they don't use animatronic figures, what have you, for the scares and the chills and the thrills. They use real people. And I just don't think I can...
Keeps a few actors employed.
I'm sure. There you go. But I've heard that it's really, really scary. And it's almost over for this year. It's Friday, Saturday night, 7 p.m. to midnight. And the last appearance will be November 2nd. So this is your last weekend to catch it. And you may want to go to one of the other places we talked about. But as well, staying close to home, you should definitely... check Scare House out if you're up for it.
And there's no way to confirm that these people in the Scare House aren't maybe just monsters who happen to,
or zombies that are about to eat my brain. See, there's a reason I'm not showing up to Scare House. I got to keep it together.
Elaine LaBalme, she always has it together. She's our travel contributor and a contributing editor for the eZine Pop City. Elaine, as always, thanks for joining us and happy Halloween.
Back at you. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh. If you want to check out any of our past shows or segments you might have missed, you can go to our website at wesa.fm. Until next time, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.